I'm Gene Kansas. You're listening to Sidewalk Radio. We explore the cultural and physical development of life in the modern city through the lens of history and the context of community. Today's show, a special interview with Steve Selig and his son, Scott Selig, to discuss the Council for Quality Growth 2014 Four-Pillar Award. Brought to you by Perkins & Will and Hirsch Bednar Associates.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, and just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Steve Selig, thanks for joining us. 2014 Four Pillar Award.
Happy to be here.
First, it's a very distinguished award. You're in good company with Tom Cousins and Senator Isaacson and Portman and Shirley Franklin. And I want to talk about how you got there. And I think that a good place to start is with the history of Selig Enterprises and your personal history.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I got there either. I don't feel like it was, I don't feel like I'm worthy compared to those other recipients, but my son Scott and others have convinced me that I should go ahead and do this. Our family's been in the real estate business in Atlanta for a long time. My grandfather, Ben Massell, actually moved to Atlanta in 1988 from Lithuania, and he actually founded the Massell Companies. We can trace it back as far as 1918 when he first made his first real estate purchase. He founded CMS Realty, which was named after my mother, Caroline Massell Selig, in 1942. And unfortunately, my grandfather died in 1962. I never had the privilege of working alongside him. He was always just my grandfather who I got to play marbles with and things like that. So then my dad came over from Selig Chemical and started running the Massell Companies, and then we changed the name. We bought out my grandfather, and it became Selig Enterprises, and that was in 1974 when we acquired the Massell Companies.
And were the real estate, was the real estate goals and kind of what you all were working on the same as in 1918, or how did it mature up to that point?
Well, I don't know what we were working on in 1918, but I can tell you that the one thing about our company is that we have been diversified. We don't have all our eggs in one basket, so we're fairly evenly distributed between office, warehouse, retail, and somewhat now we've gotten into apartments and condominiums. So, but I would say we primarily focus on retail and industrial.
And then when did you start working with the company and under what capacity?
I started working when I got out of college, which was in 1960. Well, I actually did a year at the bank, which was in the National Bank of Georgia. And I guess I started working at the company around 1966 or 67. I took a four-year respite to go to Washington when Jimmy Carter was president. I worked in the White House from 1976 to 1980. Other than that, I've been pretty much with the company ever since.
Then you spent 4 years working in Washington and came home to Atlanta.
That's correct, yeah. My kids went to Sidwell Friends up there. We got very established, not only in the political community, but in the community at large. And we had a good run up there. It was fun.
So when you were a kid, did you have any type of aspirations, either politically, or did you say, hey, I think I'll be in real estate one day?
I think I always felt like real estate was my calling. I took real estate at the University of Georgia, and that was my major. So I think that I always felt like real estate. Other than, now, the two other things, I wanted to be a star athlete and a rock and roll singer, but I never got to accomplish either one of those goals, so I had to settle for real estate.
Going back to University of Georgia for one moment, I know that Coach Dooley will be one of those honoring you at this Four Pillar Awards.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of having him on this show. He was a gracious guest and talked a lot about history.
Yeah, let me just say one word about Vince
sure.
Dooley, if I can.
Please.
My family's had a long friendship with the Dooleys. My dad actually coached the G-Day game up there 1 year. And there's a great story, because I have the video, where he was addressing the team at half right before the game. And his nickname was Slick. That was my dad's nickname. And I remember him saying before the team ran out on the field, he said, boys, when you go out there, I just want you to win one for the Slicker, which is a true story. And Barbara Dooley, Vince's wife, was actually a pallbearer at my dad's funeral. So we have a long history with them.
How did it come to where, maybe Scott, this is a question for you. Actually, if we can kind of talk for a second about the Council for Quality Growth, what you and your role is there and what you all do, and then how Coach Dooley came to honor your father.
Well, we have been a member of the council for many years now. We've always been very active in the Atlanta Advisory Committee as well, which we host in our office. Recently, I've been on the board of directors and the executive committee of the council, so I spend a lot of time with them on their initiatives, especially in the city of Atlanta, helping to shape policy and how to prevent bad legislation or alter legislation to make it beneficial for the real estate industry.
Being on the board, did you have to recuse yourself from nominating your dad for this award?
No, actually, I've been trying to get my dad to accept this award for many years and finally got him to accept it.
Unfortunately, both my wife and I lost our fathers within this year. It's tough, obviously, but we also feel very grateful for the time we spent with them and the lessons that we learned. And I know that, at least from my reading, that your father was very instrumental in your life, and wondering if you could share a little personal thought on that.
Yeah, I was 43 when my dad passed away. My mom had passed away a year and a half before, so I was, you might say, orphaned at the age of 43. But it was a privilege to work with my dad. My dad was a wonderful business guy, community leader. He taught me a lot, like I hope I have taught my kids. He was meticulous. He was very, very honorable. He was by the book. I mean, he would never stretch the truth. He would never do anything that wasn't, you know, I used to say to him, we had crews all the time. I used to say, Dad, why don't you let the painters just go over there and paint your house and charge it to the company? He would never do that. He would say, no, that's not right, son. You know, I'll pay for the services I get. So he taught me a lot about integrity and honesty.
And from what I've read also, your mother helped with that message as well. I love the quote, you can never do wrong by doing right.
Yeah, that's our family motto. My mother used to say that to me whenever I had a decision to make, whether it was a big one or a little one. She would say, you know, Steve, you can never do wrong by doing right. I believe, Scott, the theme of the evening is what?
By doing right.
By doing right.
And this question really is for both of you also, in whichever order. What does that mean to you today?
You know, for us, especially for me, I think it's just the way you live your life. It teaches you, no matter what the situation is, no matter who you're interacting with, you know, the decision to do the right thing is always the obvious one. And those are the lessons that get taught down to us, like I said, whenever you're faced with that tough decision, you know, the right thing always shines through and is the easy choice. It might not be the choice that everyone wants to make, but it's the right choice. You know, my father always says the city of Atlanta has been so great to us, beyond probably what it should for anyone, but with that comes a responsibility to give back and do right by that city that's done so right to you. So a big part of doing right, you know, means you look out not just for yourself, but you want everyone else to experience some of that. And so you don't take advantage of people in real estate. You don't take advantage of friendships and people not in your business, because essentially you're taken away from someone else's joy. And so, you know, these lessons get reminded to us in all different ways.
I've read about your uncle, Ben Massell Jr., mm-hmm. in the Save the Fox campaign. Yeah. I'd love to hear a little bit about that, and also talk about that time, the climate of Atlanta, and how it might have changed.
You know, I'm really glad you mentioned that, because my uncle doesn't get enough credit for the things he did. He was sort of overshadowed in a way, publicly at least, by his father, my grandfather, Ben Massell, who developed much of Atlanta's skyline at that time. But Ben was a wonderful man who moved down here, lived in New York for a while, then moved down to Atlanta. And his passion was historical preservation, among other things. So when the Fox was about to get torn down, my friend Beecham Carr, who worked at the Woodruff Arts Center, I'm not sure if he worked there then, but he was involved with this Save the Fox. Southern Bell was about to build an office building on the site of what is now the Fox Theater, and they were about to tear it down, and Southern Bell gave them a certain amount of time to raise a certain amount of money to save the Fox, basically, and my Uncle Ben made the single largest individual gift, which I think more than anything else helped to make the campaign successful to ultimately save the building, which is, you know, a treasure for Atlanta.
Do you think having a family business and being as close as you all are, not just like direct family members, but employees and staff and people who I know you all regard as family and they regard you all, do you think that that type of relationship helps in both promoting development, but doing so in a way that protects our past for the future generations?
I think that you're only as good as your reputation. And I think that what we have tried to do over the last so many years, we do have a family business with family members, but I would say the average term of our key employees is over 20 years, maybe 25 years, which is unheard of in our business. So I think that, you know, we have a certain advantage because we have a history here. I think we're trusted. I think we try to do quality developments, and I think our people understand our goals and our aspirations, and I think the people they work with also have the same trust.
And, you know, I'm referencing these four pillars of this award, which are quality, responsibility, vision, and integrity. And we've talked about quite a few of those today. Responsibility kind of stands out, and coming from what you just said, and like I was mentioning, the hallmark of Atlanta as a leadership, I think the hallmark of any great leader is giving back. And you all both have done that in very high proportion. And I'd like to hear a little bit about the causes you all support and also why that matters.
Multiple causes within the Jewish industry, education from a lot of the Jewish day schools to Lovett to Westminster to Pace to Davis to Epstein, where all of the grandchildren and children have gone. You know, I myself am very involved with the Ron Clark Academy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Many of our family members, starting from my father and my Aunt Kathy, have been instrumental in helping forming and continuing on the board with Camp Twin Lakes. God,
we do the arts. We do the Woodruff Arts Center. We do the Alliance Theater. We do the museum. And then just any number of disease-based sorts of charities. And you know what I've found? They're all worthwhile. Everything just about is worthwhile. And you just have to sort of carefully pick and choose. You can't support everything to the degree you would like to. But, you know, it has to do with where your particular heart is, where you particularly want to spend your time as well as your money. I'll tell you something. There's a line that we say, which I think is basically true. You get more out of it than you put into it.
I think we'll end on one question about legacy and family and what you'd like to see your legacy be for your family and also for your company and for the future of Atlanta.
I'm probably going to I hate to put this out on the air because I'm probably going to say this at the dinner. But when people say, Steve, what do you hope people say about you 50 years from now? I say, I hope they'll say, damn, he looks good for his age. But I hope they'll say he made a difference in our community, a positive difference. And I hope I'm able to pass that on to, I know I've passed it on to my children. And I think our grandchildren that are coming along will have that same interest and same integrity. So I feel pretty good about the things we've done, and we're not done yet. We've still got a few more years to go, I hope. I look with very much optimism to the future.
I'd like to thank my guest today, Steve Selig, and his son, Scott Selig. Of course, I'd also like to thank our sponsors, Perkins & Will and Hirsch Bednar Associates. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next month.